You're listening to Shalise's podcast.
All right. Well, let me pray and let me get us going this morning. All right. Well, I am. Well, before I jump in, let me pray. All right. Well, Father, I just thank you for this podcast. I thank you for everyone that is listening, everyone that is watching. I thank you that this is going to be a life-changing episode because this is a really important series. I thank you, Father, that you are invested in our success in life, that you prepared a good life for us to live. And you prepared it before the foundation of the world. And I thank you, Father, that you want us to fulfill our purpose more than we want to discover and fulfill it. And I thank you that your definition of success is very, very different than the world. I thank you that today, as we dive into this topic, that you're the one that's going to be doing the talking. I just yield my body. I yield my mind. I yield every bit of me to you. And I thank you that you are working through me today. So I just release, this message, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that it's going to penetrate hearts. I thank you that it's going to set us straight, that it's going to cause course corrections when necessary, and it's going to cause deep revelation for people today, Father. I thank you that abiding in you is how we bear fruit. And I thank you that that is a powerful thing that we can step into at any moment, at any time. I thank you that our awareness is the key. And so we just take a moment right now, Father, to just become aware of our union, to step into that place of abiding as we jump into today's broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, awesome, you guys. I'm pretty excited about today's episode. We are in the middle, I guess, you know, partly the middle, maybe the mid first part of the middle of our Path to True Success series. And today we are going to be talking about the hot topic of goal setting. Well, I'll just say I'm recording this on December 10th. That's just a few weeks before we hit the end of 2024 and we start a new year. And as we all know, we get to the new year and everybody's talking about New Year's resolutions, and you know, we start thinking about 2025 and, you know, whatever the new year goals are that we want to accomplish. And in fact, I really encourage that kind of reflection in this month's Word of the Month for December, if you haven't caught that yet, right? It was all about stepping into the Father's office and reading the things that God had written about us in our books before we were born, before the foundation of the world. It was coming out of Psalm 139:16 and Ephesians 2:10 and a bunch of scriptures that really point to the fact that all of the days of our lives have been written in God's book before we were born and before we were ever, conceived in our parents' mind or bodies. And so, you know, I'm all for, you know, getting goals and getting the plan of God and knowing our purpose and stepping into it. I mean, I think it's really important that we synchronize our life with the plans of God. In fact, in Elevate this month, we're doing the topic on synchronized living, which is all about, once you've read that book, you know, stepping into synchronizing your calendar and your time and your focus with God's. So this isn't, you know, this concept of goal setting is a really, it's just something that we're all usually thinking about at this time of year. And so this is not an anti-goal setting, but there is a little bit of a warning that I want to bring to mind today, because there can be some pitfalls when we set goals and when we set about going to achieve goals when we are operating independent from God. So the first thing that I want to do today is I want to go back to a word that I gave as the word of the year for 2019. It says, in order to be truly successful in life, my kids must live out of their true identity. They must live out of who they are in Christ. They must live out of the place where they are abiding in me. This means that each one of them must stop identifying with their old self-image, the unregenerate me, the separated me, the alienated me, the independent me. This me no longer exists. It's just a memory of who they've experienced themselves to be over the course of their life. Man, that's a powerful statement. It's just a memory of who they've experienced themselves to be over the course of their life. However, this memory of me, in quotations, who in reality no longer lives, must die in their minds. You cannot identify with the old man and the new man at the same time. You cannot be joined to me and separate from me at the same time. This state of abiding in Christ is the normal and perpetual state of being for a believer, whether they are aware of it or not. Separation from me is always just an illusion. However, when someone is deceived by this illusion, my life does not flow through them. As a result, they cannot produce the fruit, i.e. the results that they desire. They cannot produce the fruit that only comes from being connected to the tree of life. My results are only produced by abiding in me. The supernatural is the natural byproduct of your life as you abide in Christ. But remember, child, it's one thing to know who you are in Christ, yet entirely something different to live out of this identity as a way of life. And this, my child, is the reason I created you. He's talking to me. He says, I've created you to help people live their life purpose and make a difference in the world the only way it can happen, through oneness with me. This is also why you must never, ever stop moving forward, and believing me for the big impossible dreams that I have for you and others. Yes, it may be easier to live a normal life, but Jesus paid an incredible price for you to experience my life. If you want to know what those connected to you need to know coming into this new year, in order for this year to be the best year they've ever lived, and I would say the most successful year they've ever lived, tell them this. Listen to my voice. Make knowing me, living out of your true identity, and learning to abide with me your number one priority this year. Success in life isn't found in setting and achieving more goals. It's found in living life with me, in union with me. Will you set and achieve goals living this way? Of course you will. You will set and achieve my goals, and I will accomplish my will and establish my kingdom through you as you abide in me. However, you and your life will not be defined by these accomplishments, for who you are and your success in life is solely defined by who you are in me. Wow. We'll see law and pause and think about that. Now, that word, by the way, was the word of the year for 2019. You can go find that on my blog, and if you want to, you know, read that again. Now, it's interesting because in 2020, what happened was, is God brought us back to the word from 2019, and he says, have we accomplished this yet? Are you abiding in me? Are you living out of your true identity, right? And so he explained in 2020 that this was a word that, matter of fact, let me just, I brought it up too, that this is something that he said, if it takes 20 years for him to accomplish in our lives, then so be it. Okay. He says this, I'm not finished with the work I started in your tribe last year. And I won't finish until I finish the good work that I've begun. What did I speak over 2019? Was it accomplished? Was it completed? What about the words I spoke to you in 2018, 2017, 2016? So many of my kids are going from word to word, from thing to thing, from person to person, from teaching to teaching, from ministry to ministry, from conference to conference, looking for the next thing. But that's not how I work. I am patient. I will wait thousands of years if that's what it takes to see my word fulfilled. The generation entering into 2020 is an instant gratification generation. If we know that what happened in 2020, right, with the pandemic, well, a lot of things have changed since then. It says, and the decades leading us here have created an instant gratification church. But I'm shaking the foundations, especially in the West. I'm shaking everything that can be shaken, and I will have my way with my bride. So if you want to know what I'm speaking over to 2020, start with what I said in 2019 and we can go from there. And what I would say is that God's still speaking the same things in 2024 and 2025. He says, take some time to go back and really let what I've spoken sink in. Then don't be so quick to go from thing to thing to thing. Abiding is all about a state of being. It's all about learning to live in the present moment. It's all about staying awake to my presence and learning to flow and be led by me. Who is building your life, you or me? And I would say, what is governing your decisions? God, yourself, mammon, other people, right? Who's actually running the show? It says, who is fulfilling your life purpose, you or me? What goals are you pursuing, yours or mine? All I really want is all of you. I want to live my life through you every moment of every day. I want you to remain in me. I want you to stay connected to my voice. I want you to follow my instructions. I want to accomplish my will through you. I want to release my kingdom, heaven, through you. So what does that mean practically? It means death to independence. Death to living under the influence of anything but me. That's right. I want you under my influence at all times. When people talk about being under the influence, it normally means they're not in their right mind. But when I talk about being under the influence, I'm talking about staying in your right mind, my mind. I want to influence your thoughts, your feelings, your choices, every aspect of your life. What I always want for Christmas is more of you. This isn't a new word. This isn't about setting new goals. It's about surrendering to such a degree and allowing my life to flow through you to such a degree that you can no longer discern where you end and where I begin. It's about experiencing perpetual communion and perfect union with me. If this takes the next 20 years to learn, then so be it. Why? Because this is the key to living a successful life. Abiding in the vine is how fruit is produced. It's not about achieving goals in some independent manner. It's not about striving. It's not about toil. It's about me living my life in and through you. And then when this happens, heaven will manifest and I will use you to accomplish my goals and my agenda. Wow, right? Well, that was good for me to go back and read. And I know it took some time for me to go back through those two words, but they are very, very relevant to our lives, very relevant to our timeline. Here at the end of 2024, regardless of where you are in the discovery and the fulfillment of your purpose, they are still right now words. And they are super relevant for this series and for this teaching, which is called The Path to True Success. And so I was very purposeful in reading those and taking the time to read those today because this sets the foundation of this series. It sets the foundation for success and it absolutely sets the foundation for goal setting. So I just want to kind of say a few things. I wrote some notes here and I talk about here the danger of goal setting. Okay. And I would say the danger of independent goal setting. Now, before I get into that, I feel like the Holy Spirit's nudging me right now. I want to make sure that we understand that we're all on the same path. Like, let's define where we're all going, right? Well, we want to get to the end of our life, regardless of when that is. And we want to be able to say the same words that Jesus said in John 17. He was talking about this in like verse 3 and verse 4. I can't remember the exact reference, but he said, I have glorified you here on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. Okay, so true success in our lives is completing the work that the Father has given us to do. It's getting into the position in the Father's business that He has preordained for us to occupy, and it's working in that position, and it's completing the work that He gave us to do. The Apostle Paul, before his death, said, I have fought the good fight of faith, and I have finished my course, right? He actually compared our lives to a marathon, to a race course. And he said he finished his course, you know? And so discovering your role in the Father's business is absolutely key. And then understanding what the work that you're anointed to do, the gifts and the talents and the people that you are called to bless, and discovering those things is absolutely key. How can we glorify the Father on earth if we don't even know what we're here to do? Right? So this is the goal. We want to get into position and we want to work in union with Father and we want to accomplish the goals and accomplish the plans and accomplish the will of God in union with Him as we abide in the vine. And He wants to supernaturally produce results through us and do, you know, more than we can ask, more than we can imagine, and cause us to be, you know, unrealistic goal achievers, cause us to do impossible things that we could never do on our own. You know, it was years for me to discover that, you know, my role in the Father's business, I kind of joke, is that but it's true, I work in the DMV of heaven. And it sounds like a terrible job, right? If you have ever been to the DMV on earth, but in the DMV in heaven, it's an awesome job, right? It means the grace and the gift on my life, the apostolic, prophetic, and teaching gift on my life is here to help people, you know, get an ID and, you know, an identity card of who they are, right? This is your ID. This is who you are. Now you, and also to give you a license, give you permission to go be yourself. You know, and the DMV is not the department of motor vehicles in heaven. It's the department of master vehicles in heaven, because you are the vehicle, and Jesus is the one that wants to drive you. And so there is a process, and you know, that I am anointed to help people step into, which is to identify what is driving you that isn't Jesus, right? It's this, you know, it ties into the word that God gave me in 2019, that he's not going to allow me to be manipulated or controlled, that anyone or anything that is driving me besides him has got to go. And it has been a long process in my life for me to wrap my head around what I'm called to do and begin to step into abiding and goal setting in union with Jesus, so that I was not toiling and striving to fulfill my purpose. And the cool thing about it is now that I get to help and coach and mentor others in that same process, because it is absolutely normal and human for us to go through a process of having to get delivered from our own self effort and having to walk with the Holy Spirit to see the things that are driving us, because they're driving us. We don't even recognize that it's happening. And there are so many agendas. There's so many things that control us and lead our decisions and drive our actions that are not Jesus. I mean, one of the biggest one is money. I'm just going to throw it out there, right? We make decisions based upon the balance on our bank account or what we think we can and can't do with credit cards based on what Dave Ramsey taught, you know, rather than actually just hearing and doing what the Father is saying and being a master of money rather than it not mastering us. I mean, that's just one area. Okay, let's talk about spouses. Let's talk about relationships. Let's talk about other people's opinions. I mean, we have a plethora of things that are influencing, driving us that are not God's, you know, as we walk through our daily life. And beloved, as you step into your purpose, those things are going to be confronted in your life. You know, what is your source? What is driving you? And are you abiding? Are you, you know, as you achieve goals and walk in to discover and achieve your destiny? Or are you doing it independent from God? Because it doesn't work, right? We can't fulfill our destiny. We can't experience true success in life independent from God. You know, and we see examples of this in scripture all the time, right? Where God would give instructions or give a vision or give a plan to someone, and then they would take matters into their own hands, right? Whether it was when Moses struck the rock instead of speaking to it, okay? Whether it was Abraham who obviously the prophecy and the goal and the destiny for his life was to be the father of a nation, was to have, you know, Isaac. Yet he first of all had Ishmael, you know, and it was many decades in his life for him to get into position where God was going to do the work through him. And it was going to be God that got the glory for the fulfillment of his destiny. And so now come back to the danger of setting goals, right? Because it ties right into this. Because what happens is we will get a goal. Either we set it independently for God, and then it's up to us to achieve it independently from God. Okay, so that's one end of the spectrum. Or, you know, maybe the middle of the spectrum is we actually hear God. We actually know our purpose in life. We actually know the goals and what's been written about us in a particular season of our life. But then we go about independent from God, feeling responsible for making it happen, and then working independently to make it happen. And I can tell you guys, I went around the mountain with this. We're talking for a very, very long time. I mean, I still may be going around the mountain in some areas in my life, if I'm just honest. Although, man, I'm in a completely different space than I was 10 years ago. And I can tell you that the fruit and the supernatural things that are happening in my life are bigger than they've ever been. And so I'm definitely improving, right? So aren't we all, right? We've left. I haven't arrived, but thank God I've actually left. So it is a process of growth and maturation to step into a place where we are co-laboring and collaborating with God fully as we set and allow him to do the work through us to get the results that he wants to be glorified through in our life, right? And so that middle of the road place is where we get the goal, we get the plan, we get the vision, and then we run with it. And we end up creating Ishmaels. We end up having to actually sustain out of human effort the thing that we built, right? We end up building our life. We end up setting the goals. And then it's exhausting and frankly impossible for us to maintain it because it was never meant to operate that way. Here's the other danger, right? So one is that we you know, get the vision, to, you know, we set the goal, we just decide it's up to us to do it, and we feel responsible for it. But the problem with that is that, and the danger of that is that it sets us up for a very unstable identity. And what I mean by that is that we end up feeling good about ourselves when we're achieving our goals and feeling like a loser and condemning ourselves and feeling like a failure when we don't achieve our goals. And the accuser is more than happy to participate in this conversation and make sure that we know that, you know, how bad we are, how worthless we are, and how unworthy we are because we can't do the thing that God has called us to do or do the goal that we have set for ourselves. And so you end up with not only an unstable identity, it's definitely a false paradigm. It's a performance paradigm. It's a striving paradigm, and it's not God. And so our self-esteem is all over the place, right? We start to think of ourself as a success when we achieve goals and a failure when we don't. And the reality of it is that your goals and your progress on the way to seeing those fulfilled in your life is not defining you. Your success is defined by Jesus and Jesus alone. And it is impossible for you to be a failure in Christ. Why? Because there's no you that can fail. Because you that would fail and you that would succeed independent from God has honestly been crucified with Christ. So this up and down thing that we go into where we feel good about ourselves, we feel, you know, like a loser, where we feel worthy of money or worthy of success or worthy of accolades or worthy of, you know, some blessing based upon our own performance is a treadmill that we need to get off of, right? Now, gosh, I want to say a whole bunch about that, but let me think about what I actually want to say. Because here's the truth, okay? Whatever your current reality is, okay? Like, I'm holding my hand up here on my left hand, and I'm holding it up here. And if you drew a circle around my hand or just on your paper or whatever, and you had a circle and you just took stock of your life and you said, this is where I am on today, okay? This is the status with my health. This is the status with finances. This is the status in my life relationally. This is the status in my physical fitness. This is the status in whatever, my retirement plan. This is the status in my net worth. This is the stat, like you could just, you know, like this is a snapshot of where I am, okay? And then you could sit down and say, oh my gosh, like this is not where I wanna be at all. Okay. And then I could put my right hand up, draw a circle around that, put another circle on your paper and say, okay, here's the desired reality that I would like to see. Okay. I would like to have health be healed from X, Y, and Z. I would like to have X dollars in the bank so that I can leave an inheritance to my children's children. My net worth, I would like it to be this. I would like my relational status. I would love to have bliss in my relationships and my marriage of my parenting, right? I would love to have friends that, you know, iron sharpens iron type of friends. I would physically fit. I would like to have, you know, lose X amount of pounds and da 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 da. I mean, you could just create in this other circle over here what you want for your desired reality. And honestly, that is really the process of goal setting. And you guys, goal setting is a really, really powerful thing. You know, they say you're 42% more likely to actually achieve a goal if you write it down. Okay. And so making progress in your life by goal setting is a real thing. The problem is that we can set goals and achieve goals in the four levels of consciousness, right? We can move into Tumi consciousness where, you know, I'm just a victim. I'm never going to change. No matter what I do, I can't get out of this particular situation and I'm just a victim to my current reality. Okay, you can move into buy me, which is really what I'm talking about today, which is independence. And you can make it, you know, you can just by sheer willpower and effort and, you know, toil, work towards, you know, changing your current reality. And you can work hard and, you know, exhaust yourself trying to actually achieve those goals. But what I'm talking about and what those prophetic words were talking about is moving into through me and by me. And it's a completely different way of setting and achieving goals. It's a completely different way of transforming your current reality into your desired reality, right? It's doing it in union with God and through me. It's allowing God to do the work through you. And in as me, it's speaking as God. The illusion of separation has completely been dissolved. And now there is no difference between where you begin and where you end and where the Father begins and where the Father ends. Like, it's how Jesus operated. Jesus operated as me, right? But here's the thing. You can move from current reality to desired reality. You can write goals in all four levels of those consciousness, all four levels of consciousness, okay? But here's the thing. The truth of the matter is that who you are, okay, is not defined by your current reality, and it's not designed by your desired reality. Okay, you are not fundamentally going to be a different person when your circumstances change and your desired reality manifests. In fact, your desired reality will become your current reality, and then there'll be another desired reality because God is going to give us more things to do, or you're going to have more goals that you want to achieve. So current reality and desired reality are always in flux. And as things shift, you know, desired becomes current, and now you've got a new desired one. And here's the thing. If your identity is tied to your current reality, and you think that your life is going to be, and that you are going to be a completely different person, and that you're going to love yourself, and that you're going to have good self-esteem, and that you're going to somehow be fulfilled when your desired reality shifts, or when your purpose is fulfilled, or when you reach some milestone, okay, well, I am here to tell you that you will not be. Because just by the nature of performance, by the nature of independence from God, you will never be satisfied. And so there'll always be another goal. There'll always be another milestone. There'll always be something else that's not right. There's a problem to fix, a goal to set and achieve. And it is an exhausting treadmill that you will never get off. And this is the way of the world. This is the way of self-help. This is the way of anything that is reinforcing the independence from God state of being. And so it's a real danger, and it's one that we have to be set free from, because this is where we all start. I mean, in my own life, you guys, just to kind of give you a little audit of where I've been with goal setting, well, I started out as a non-goal setter, okay? I didn't grow up in a goal setting family, okay? And so basically the way it went in my life, okay, if you know anything about the Myers-Briggs personality profile, if you don't, I'll try to explain it a little bit, but I'm an ENFP, okay? I go between INFP and ENFP, even though that's probably hard for you to imagine, because I feel like, you know, people think I'm such an extrovert. The I and the E are extroverted or introverted, but I also have, I'm really middle of the road. I am also introverted as well, but I won't go through all the letters. If you don't know Myers-Briggs, I'm not going to bore you with the details. But that final letter I am going to talk about, because it's a P, okay? And there's two ways that you can be. You can be a P or you can be a J. And a P means, okay, that you thrive with deadlines. It's like, as a deadline approaches, like, man, motivation kicks in and it's like last minute, we get it done, okay? And if you're a J, you're like, I like projects, I like orders, don't change my schedule. I am going to work in sequence, and if there's a change to this, I freak out, okay? My husband is a very high J and I'm a P, okay? In fact, we're opposite in every personality test that you can take. So thank God that we've had a lot of inner healing, because now we have all the letters covered no matter what the test is. And so we make a really good team because we're balanced. But anyway, I share that to say that just so you know a little bit about the way that just kind of my default mode of operation. And so growing up in a family that never set goals, you know, I was always behind the eight ball. Everything was last minute. I was a huge procrastinator, and I would always start out like in school, like really strong at the beginning of the semester, and I'd be organized. I'm like, we're going to get straight A's this time, and we're going to be organized, and we're going to stay, da 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 da. And you guys, you know what I mean? Like halfway through, my backpack looks like, you know, a tornado hit it. You know, it was just, and then I would end up last minute having to cram, and, you know, it was terrible. And I would never, I mean, I was one of these kids that I could make straight A's without studying and not harding, you know, too much. But the point is that I never released my full potential because it was so disorderly. And I was on this treadmill of always feeling like crap because I was never releasing my full potential and blah, 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 blah. So I just had this cycle really of starting strong and never finishing anything. And it wasn't until after I graduated college and I took the CPA exam. Many of you don't know that in a former life, I was a CPA. I was a certified public accountant. I know it does not match my personality. It was a good foundation, but thank God that's not my job anymore because it really doesn't match my personality. But the point is that it was the hardest thing I ever did. And I mean, I had to study for that test. And so that was probably the first time that I really finished something really strong. Now, granted, all of this was independent from God, okay? And my self-esteem and my self-image was all based on achievement, okay? Then get this, I go into a career in the software industry and technology, and I go from being an accountant into a sales representative and then ultimately a VP of sales. And you know, I sold software, PeopleSoft, Oracle, like big, huge technology companies, was very, very successful, but it was also very much by me, okay? And what about that? It was all quota driven, right? And if you did not achieve your quota, well, you got fired. So it just really, really reinforced the by me and this success failure cycle in my life, right? And it really wasn't until probably the last year, you know, as God was preparing me to step out of the corporate career and step into ministry full time, that God started dealing with me with that. In fact, it was a crazy year. I mean, that year of I got put on plan, like they were going to fire me because I wasn't reaching my goals. And it was at the same time, my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. She had she was dying. And I mean, it was just a crazy, crazy time. And God literally started to frustrate my own self effort. I mean, I would be in meetings and I would open my mouth and I literally could not form an intelligent sentence. And he was basically showing me at that time that he could deliver me and he could reach a goal without my involvement. And it was crazy. I mean, I ended up, not only did I not get fired, but I ended up as the number one salesperson. And I would remember sitting in hotels while everybody else was doing things to close these deals at the time. And it was a powerful time in my life for God to say, I do not need your assistance to accomplish what I want to accomplish, right? And so that, you know, was way back like in 2003. And so at this point, there's been 20 years of God delivering me from self-effort and for teaching me that I'm not responsible for building my life and fulfilling my destiny, what I am to abide, and that he will do the work through me. And I can also tell you, I have so many stories that I could tell you, right? I mean, I remember when I was pastoring in Colorado. You know, I pastored for 9 years, and every single time the intercessors would come back and be like, this is what we got from the Lord. We had an intercessory team, a prayer team, right? They would come back and they would give me that scripture. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. Like, it was so frustrating. It's like, I could not get the church to grow to what I really wanted it to grow to. And what God was doing was so fantastic and so supernatural and so amazing. It just made no sense to me why this was not one of the fastest growing churches in the country, because it was just incredible, the move of God that was going on every single week and the conferences and all of those things. I mean, I think everybody was frustrated, you know, and then I'd go and get this word, you know, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. I just wanted, I mean, God bless those people, but I just wanted to slap them. I'm just being honest. I was like, oh, if someone tells me this one more time, you know. But I was getting delivered from self-effort, meaning that I felt responsible for growing the church. I felt responsible for building the vision for my life. You know, then we go into launching Emerge. And I can tell you, boy, this has been a labor of love. I launched that thing in 2015. It's almost been 10 years. But yet, guess what? It took me 2 years to do the curriculum. And then I would, you know, launch it, and then nobody would enroll in the beginning. And then I would think, well, I'm a failure because nobody was enrolling in the failure. But it was really all around me doing things independently and frustrating the grace of God. And me learning that, you know, he would say, you are my idea. Okay, Emerge was my idea. Let me build it. Let me build it. And I just honestly didn't know how. And so this process that I'm talking about coming out of self-achievement and responsibility for the goals that maybe you set independently, or maybe God did set them and it is the vision for your life, but now it's up to you to get it done. it has to be broken. That cycle has to be broken in our life. It is not the definition of true success. Okay. Boy, learning to co-labor with God and to collaborate with God is a huge, huge, huge deal. I wrote this down in my notes. I said, it's one hurdle to know your purpose. And it's another one to learn I said, it's one hurdle to know your purpose. And it's another one to learn how to not achieve it. Okay. And, you know, I think it's hilarious because I end up being, you know, a life purpose coach because of all of these things that God has taught me over the years, because one of the words says we only get credit in heaven for the things that he does through us. You know, so true success is the fruit that God produces through our lives. And we can be successful. I was in corporate. I was successful according to the world standards, but I was not necessarily successful according to heaven's standards. And I can tell you this, I was definitely not fulfilled. All right. So success apart from purpose is completely unfulfilling. And, you know, you can't be successful in fulfilling your purpose doing it independent from God. Okay. So I've said a whole lot here, you guys, and I've got, you know, very few minutes left, but this is obviously a topic that I could chat on for a really long time. And it is truly what I end up doing, coaching people on day in and day out. In one sense, in Emerge, we're getting delivered from this because we are discovering our purpose. And then in our grad programs, whoo, boy, you know what? I'm helping people start to launch into purpose and really get free from these things, because independent decision-making, you know, feeling responsible for doing the thing that God has called you to do, allowing Jesus to drive the decisions and the actions that you're taking towards building the vision that God is called you to do is just a formula for frustration. And so I will tell you, it is incredible to watch the growth and the transformation in people, but it's also incredible to watch and be on this journey with God myself. And so as I wrap up this episode, I just want you to probably listen to this more than once, right? This is not like, I don't know, Christianity 101, okay? This is not, you know, get established in your identity in Christ, because obviously that has to happen. That has to happen. But this is for those of us that, you know, are in the place where we set goals, or in the place where we want to get to the end of our life and finish the work that God's given us to do, that we're ready to do our purpose. We're ready to stop wasting time. And, you know, so this is like a peek behind the curtain of what it actually takes. And what it takes is really simple. It's actually abiding in the vine, right? It's not a difficult thing, but for high achieving or low achieving or just achieving people, I'll just say achieving people, and people who base their opinion of themselves on what their current reality is and how far they have to go to their desired reality, and, you know, are constantly kicking their own butt because they're not further along. Like, you know, this is a big deal. So my guess is that you fall into the category somewhere that I've been talking to today. And I just want to encourage you, if you have not listened to the word for the month, please listen to it. Get on Daddy's agenda for 2025. Read the things that God has written about you. I took some time, actually. If you're watching this, you'll be able to see it. If you're listening to the podcast, you won't. But I used some AI and actually created a really cool picture. Okay, I'm just crooked here. Of Papa's study and all the books that he's written about us for 2025. And, you know, I encourage you, do what it takes to connect with the word of the month. This is what I did, right? As I'm sitting there and meditating, I can go in here and open books, and it spurs my imagination and it activates my spiritual senses. And so I'm very, very committed to staying on the Father's agenda. And I want to know the things that are written about me in my books. And I do want to get to the end of my life and say I fulfilled it all. And I want to do it in union with Jesus, right? And I know that you're here because God called you here. And there's something that you can learn from this too. So listen to that word and take some time between now and the beginning of the new year to really get on the same page with the Father, right? Also, if you are not getting coached by me, all right, whether that's in Emerge, whether that's in a grad program, or whether that's in the beginning program of Elevate, I really encourage you. I believe in investing in the mentors and the teachers and investing your time and your energy and your focus and yes, your finances in the things in the with the people that God's called you to connect with. I mean, you guys, when God led me to Joyce Meyer, I went to like 12 conferences in a year. They would buy they like had this book basket where you could buy every single one of her resources, and I bought every single book. I read every book. I listened to every tape. Like you know, pour yourself into. And you may be with me for a season. You may be with me until you go to be with Jesus. I mean, I'm a life purpose coach. You know, there's always more transfiguration to happen. But the point is, get into a place where I can actually mentor you and coach you. You know, Elevate is an entry level position. I mean, an entry level place that you can do. It's not a huge investment, and you're worth every penny of it, right? And just going through those materials and allowing me to actually coach you on these things, it will accelerate your life. You know, I can tell you in my own life, 19 years is how long it took me to write a book. And it wasn't until I started working with a coach that I got it done in 3 months. You know, I remember thinking at the time, like, I have been going to all these conferences all these years, and I made more transformation and more progress in 3 months than I've done in a decade. I have solved so many issues in my life by aligning with the coaches and the mentors and the teachers that God has me sitting under and God has me to work with. And I've invested heavily in my own growth and development. And it's an entry-level thing, right? You can step in at some level. You can trust God for, you know, a monthly fee. And not only that, it's not that much. But secondly, I mean, it's a great way to support the ministry and consider it a seed. I mean, consider it something that, you know, it's better than a donation in some sense because you get something out of it. And then, you know, if you haven't done a merge, I mean, I feel like sometimes I'm preaching to the choir, but you guys, really, discovering your purpose is the most important thing you can do. And stepping into it and fulfilling it is the point of our life. And I can just tell you from again, over 20 years of fulfilling my purpose, there is no way I could have figured it out on my own. And discipleship is the way of the kingdom. And so, you know, we've just happened to structure our ministry as a coaching program. I've done every model. I've done nonprofits. I've done free. I've done every kind of model that you can think of. And this is the way God has designed it. This is his vision. Every single thing that I charge for, God's told me the price. Why? Because I'm letting him build the thing. I'm letting him tell me what to do. And I'm just saying, yes, sir. Yes, father. Yes, papa. Yes. Yes, husband. That's what I'm going to do. And so I, you know, it probably feels like a little bit of a commercial here, but you guys, literally, my purpose is to help you fulfill yours. And I am here in the DMV ready and willing to work with anyone that is ready to fully surrender. So God bless you guys. If you need information, you can go to my website. You can apply to Emerge. You can get on a call with us. You can find out information about Elevate. Heck, if you know, want to donate, while you're there, go ahead and do that. It's your end. It's a good time to donate. But God bless you. Align yourself and take advantage of the work that we're doing here. It's phenomenal. And I'm not saying that because it's all about me. I'm saying it's phenomenal because it's supernatural. And God is doing amazing things through these programs. And he's doing amazing things to move people into position and to expand the kingdom. And you are important. Okay, you are here for a reason. And God wants to produce incredible things through your life. And there is no speed limit in heaven. We can go as fast as we can transform. And transformation is the point, right? It's mind renewal and it's learning to think with God. It's learning to abide. It's understanding who you are in Christ. And it is abiding and allowing God to do supernatural things through you. So God bless you. I think we've got at least one more episode before year ends. You might twist my arm into finishing the series before year end. I truly usually try to shut things down the last couple of weeks of the year, but I'll be praying and I'll be on God's agenda about that. Maybe he's timed it perfectly where we'll do the next episode next week and then the first one in the new year. That might even be a better thing rather than twisting my arm to get one in by the end of the year. But God bless you. I love you. And know that I'm praying for you, that angels are with you, and that you are designed for supernatural exploits in union with Jesus. So have a great day. We'll talk later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shalisa's podcast. This recording is, in part, made possible by our listeners. To partner with us, visit shalisa.com, where you can donate and help us spread the good news of our unshakable union with Christ around the globe. You can also find a link there to download Shalisa's book, The Path, for free. And if you're ready to discover the call of God on your life and the purpose he created you for, then visit us at shalisa.com and watch Shalisa's free training, where you'll hear 5 keys to hearing God about your life purpose and transitioning into it. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, don't forget, the world needs the Christ in you.